The Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts provides a unique environment that fosters a creative, rigorous, academic approach to learning and the development of talents in the arts. Built on passion, discipline, and a commitment to excellence, the integrative educational experience inspires all students to believe in who they are and in what they can accomplish. The school opened in 2003 and is celebrating its 12th year as one of the most respected high schools for the arts in the nation. This is significant, a significant milestone year, as it moves into its new facility on East 3rd Street in Bethlehem. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 88.1 Allentown. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Diane LaBelle, Executive Director, and with Peter Renmelik, Director of Production at the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts. Welcome, Diane. Welcome, Peter.
Well, thank you.
And thank you.
It's wonderful to have you guys here. I don't think I realized that the new building was so close to opening. It'll be opening the new school year there, right?
We will be open for the 2015-16 school year. 575 students will be coming this year.
Oh, my. Wow. 575.
That's correct. Mm. We have, actually, 12 years ago, in 2003, the school had, at that time, 275 students. So you can see that we've more than doubled. We will grow to 650 students.
Wow.
In our new location.
So essentially the new location, as well as being an amazing, which we'll talk more about the details of the building, the changes, the improvements, the growth, is a case of overwhelming, kind of bursting at the seams.
Yes.
I understand that people were essentially rehearsing in the hallways and doubling up in the theater. And
yes.
Yeah.
It was very good for guests to come through and see the excitement, but I don't think for the students, if you're rehearsing with a trombone and 10 feet away from you is a violin.
Yes, of course, and we're talking about the arts. I mean, we're not talking about one particular art. We know that. But there is a myriad of arts being professionally schooled for the students. Is that correct? It's not only theater arts, which is very
arts,
close to me, but...
Yes, we actually have seven majors going into this year, mm-hmm. and that's visual art, vocal music, instrumental music, theater, dance, figure skating, and literary arts is our new major this year.
Oh.
So students come and they study their art form half of the day, and they do their core curricular work the other half of the day.
And we were talking a little bit earlier, too. You know, when you have that image of students rehearsing in the halls, it's evocative of the TV show Fame, which can seem like a bit of a frolic, and we're all here having fun with putting on a show, et cetera. The school's very disciplined, and I was very struck at the level of discipline and the honors courses, the AP courses, the rate of success of the graduates. If you could talk a little bit about that.
That's really true. Students work very hard at our school. They audition to get in. It is a free school, so there is no tuition.
No tuition.
Mm. And students audition to get into the school. There's no regard for their behavior from the past or their grades. We don't mm-hmm. look at any of that. It's just simply an audition process that they're graded on. And so they really have to want to come to the school to prepare for that type of an audition. And it's a rigorous mm-hmm. audition, as Peter can attest to. And then once they get there, it is a lot like a college program. They have their core curricular classes every other day, and they're responsible for a full arts curriculum as well as a full core curriculum. Mm-hmm. And they receive a Pennsylvania Department of Education diploma, high school diploma, when they leave. And our students are incredibly successful. Right now we are ranked as the top charter high school in the state in terms of our SPP score, which is your school performance profile. So we're very proud of our students and how hard they work.
And I think the other thing is that the majority of our teachers in the arts are professionals mm-hmm. and have professional backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And even as well as teaching, they also are out in the community in their professional capacity. Mm-hmm. And that brings a discipline to the school because we do run the programs very as professionally as we can. And so we try and set those guidelines for them and those goals to reach.
I would think that would offer them a taste of the real world, too, from the very beginning, as well as the skills and the discipline of their own arts.
Exactly.
I think that the professionalism that the teachers bring, they also expose the students to many of those experiences, taking them to New York, taking them various places where they wouldn't have that kind of exposure without coming to a school like ours.
Well, I was struck looking back over the year, things like the visual arts students showing at the House Gallery in Bethlehem, their senior show, or the dance pieces taking place at the Lafayette facilities, that they're getting out into the community. Now, I'm sure part of that would be, this is the reason you're building a new school. I imagine space might be an issue, but is it also a choice to, again, start integrating into the community with other professionals?
Absolutely.
That kind of experience.
The philosophy of the school, especially, I think that's an important reason that we chose to be on the south side. Mm. The campus is really the community for the students. Students belong to a bigger picture than just what they do inside of one building. And for us being in South Bethlehem, that's a real opportunity for us to introduce the students to this bigger world that they're a part of. And the arts community now that they're a part of in South Bethlehem, very important to what the school does.
Yes, and what's so really exciting about it is that here's an opportunity for a young person, grade 9 to 12, that is integrated into this form of education, which includes everything. For example, if you are a dancer, naturally you will lean toward dance instruction. But that also includes taking you to the drama department for a musical, for example. So you're getting the training in several different areas.
That's true. And each aspect of the art program that a particular student is in includes the history component. So there would be dance history.
Yes.
There would also be choreography. There would also be a musical component in understanding the music. So that being able to have an interdisciplinary program within the arts themselves, between the arts, and also with the core curriculum. It's a unique opportunity for students.
Very good, very good. Well, we're excited about the new building, of course, and I'm sure you are as well. How is the old building doing? You're still in it as of the last semester.
Right? It's full of boxes.
But the choice as to where you moved. How did we arrive at that?
The South Bethlehem environment.
Yes,
it really was. When I came to the school a little over 5 years ago, and at that time, what the board said was, "We are out of space. You have to solve our space problem." And I asked the board if I could have 6 months to just explore the different parts of Bethlehem where we could take the school. And I located the site in South Bethlehem. Leo DeLong actually is the developer, the contractor, and he came to see me and talk to me and fell in love with the school. And that's when the whole process started. But being close to not only Touchstone Theater and Godfrey Daniels and Steel Stacks and Arts Quest and the Banana Factory, but also Lehigh University that works with our teachers, being right next door to Northampton Community College, having that access to arts, culture, entertainment is a really special place. So South Bethlehem, and I've loved South Bethlehem forever, so I was really glad to be able to move our school over here.
Now, of course, it's on East 3rd Street, there's another cross street. What is it?
East 3rd and Polk.
And Polk Street, okay.
Right.
So, and we can see the building now because it's there.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Couldn't see it a
certainly.
Couple.
It's no longer a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
So we were talking a little bit earlier. Peter, can you, I just was thinking of like the technical aspects, the physical aspects of the building. From what I understand, for instance, you go from a black box theater now to a black box, a 350-seat theater, a rooftop performance. Like, what is, compare and contrast before and after for what are the students are going to find come September?
Well, our present theater at the moment seats 150 people. It was, the school was a former factory, and it was basically utilizing one of the rooms in the factory to make the theater, and everything was improvised in it. We jury-rigged a lot of things. We built the stage. We built a proscenium, but it was almost the difficulty was we were trying to fit into the space that really didn't accommodate everything that we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the new school, we had a fantastic opportunity to start from the ground up and put in a lot of systems that we wanted that support. We do over 90 performances in there a year.
Lord.
It's a lot of a lot of, and that goes from everything from a poetry slam to a full dance concert to Shakespeare, mass choruses, and so it's used by every discipline except for ice skating. But we'll get to that in a few years, I'm sure. But for us, it was a enormous opportunity to take. There are so many new things in the technical aspect of the performing arts that we're really interested. And I think for both Diane and myself, what we were interested in mainly is putting the infrastructure in place so that 10 years down the road, we weren't going to be antiquated. That word.
Old.
By that time. And so that's very important for us. And it gave us, we have designed a space where we can put flexible staging in, so we can make an intimate space out of this, as well as accommodate 360 people in the audience. And so we've had acoustical engineers in, and so we've really tried to make the not only performer friendly, but also for our audiences. I think it'll be a phenomenal opportunity. It's got some great aspects to it.
So I understand that you were the theater consultant for the construction and design of the auditorium of the theater itself.
Yes, I work with Artifact architects, are the architects for the building, and they brought me in, and it was a tremendous opportunity for me to work with another profession like architects was just a great opportunity in learning new ways of looking at things. Very exciting.
I'm intrigued by the rooftop space. Can you tell me, is the performance space, I'm assuming? And what's the thinking there? More intimate, less cafe-like? What's that feel of that?
Well, I think one of the whole ideas behind the whole building was to be part of the community. So every opportunity we had where we could be open when the community is open, First Friday, Spring on 4th. So our gallery is designed to have a door on 3rd Street so that the gallery can be open for First Fridays, as well as it could be open for things when the rest of the school is closed.
I see.
The same thing with the rooftop. We envisioned anything at all can happen up there. It can anything from students drawing at easels to the science department doing experiments to performances that occur during First Friday, Spring on 4th, or rehearsals during the day for people walking by on the street. So the whole idea was to and think of every opportunity for education and performance to occur no matter where you are in the building. So learning happens everywhere, and our students are very creative everywhere. And so the building was designed with that in mind.
This is, as you are listening to it right now, it's WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and we are chatting with Diane LaBelle, the executive director, and with Peter Renmelick, the director of production at the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts. We're going to talk more about many things, including the 350-seat Performing Arts Theater and the Digital Laboratory, after this scintillating message. Stay with us.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is George Miller and Kate Scuffle. And, of course, we're chatting with Diane LaBelle, the executive director, and with Peter Renmelick, the director of production at the Charter Art School. So one of the things that I was intrigued in, of course, was the digital laboratory. The laboratory ensues what exactly?
Well, I think that what we're trying to do, we're really moving to a digital age, whether we all like it or not, we're there. And so one of the areas that the school will be moving into, one of our future majors, will be the digital arts. Mm-hmm. And so to start with a lab, which is has the software and the computer capability to digitally record any place in the school, will be also another way for our students to learn about things that happen in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, the students now, correct me if I'm wrong, please, Peter, the students now help in the, for example, the scene design or the set design of the particular production that they're doing.
Exactly. They assist in every area, and often in the areas like lighting design, we let students do that for several of our main stage productions. And, for example, we did a production of Blood Brothers last spring, and we had two really good students from the art department who worked on the projections for us. So there was an integrating of the two art forms. And as Diane said, we really do see that that technical aspect of theater, the recording of things, we're putting in camera
all
systems,
digital, yeah.
all that kind of stuff, and we'll have editing rooms. But we feel for our students, it's just an area that we really need to move in because that's where things are at.
And you're drawing from a huge, I don't think I understood that again, except for outside of Pittsburgh. There's nowhere else in the state that you can encounter this kind of high school education, this kind of package, that actually students are driving 2 and more hours from the Poconos, Philadelphia.
That's absolutely right.
Parents are getting together and getting buses, putting buses together.
This is a true commitment on the parts of these families. We have 8 to 10 families a year move to Bethlehem so that their students can go to our school. But the school is, it's a regional charter school. So anyone who lives in the state of Pennsylvania can go to our school.
Mm-hmm.
And we do. We draw from 12 counties and 41 different school districts. That means that students are on the road or parents are on the road for up to 2 hours. We did have one parent who had, she's got her third child now coming to the school, and she would drive in and she would sleep in her car all day and then drive the students home just so that her student could come to our school. Oh. We now have a bus from the Poconos, and so she doesn't have to do that anymore.
But you're talking about, like, as you were saying, Peter, the commitment of these students and the thoroughness of this education. You start school at 7:30 in the morning. You could be there till 10:30, 11 at night with a production, rehearsal,
exactly.
concert. This is an enormous commitment.
And the discipline that goes into it. I think that's really important, the scheduling. And a lot of it is up to the students' own initiative. We don't force them to make these commitments, but they're more than willing to do it, and they see the value.
And what they learn through this discipline and this work ethic helps them to do whatever it is they're going to do. We really only have about 12 to 15% of our students that go on in the arts to a conservatory type education following our school. We do 100% of our students graduated for the fourth year in a row, and of the 105 graduating seniors last year, they received $2.5 million in scholarship aid to go on to school. So they go on to higher education, but they take that discipline, that work ethic, and that passion that they learned in our school with them wherever it is that they go on to do next.
Well, I just, on a personal note, occasionally, I go down to the Wawa at the very close to the school,
the
present
school,
the old school. And I must tell you, I go around lunch and when there is a break in the school, and these kids are so excited and so they're talking about what they learned this morning. Some of them are singing a couple tunes. Somebody else is trying to get with somebody else to create some music for the new production that's coming up, and they're extremely excited on just a basis outside of school. So I can imagine how excited they are in school learning these things.
Did that help? I mean, you've gone from the other space was a rented space. This is your building now. That energy help? And, I mean, it had to be a tremendous challenge to put together paying for this and creating this. How's that? What has that journey been like?
Oh, you're 75% there, or are you more than that?
Yes, this is a $27 million project. Mm-hmm. And part of being in the location that we are in made us eligible for state funding. So we received the Redevelopment Authority Capital Program money, $4 million. And we are a LEED Gold building, so we have $2 million in alternative clean energy and $800,000 in growing greener money. And we have a $6 million capital campaign, and we are at 4.4 of that capital campaign. The rest of the money will be in a long-term mortgage, and our long-term mortgage payment will equal the rent that we are paying now for a space that's half the size and 150-seat theater. So not only is it a perfect location for the students to experience the arts and the sense of community, but it's also a sustainability factor in terms of our fiscal future and being able to know that the school is going to be okay 10 years down the line.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I am interested, too, and you could answer this question if you wish. You don't have to. But who came up with the idea of figure skating in an art school?
Fascinating.
I am fascinated by that. I mean, who would have? I mean, I wouldn't have thought of that myself.
I think that the rink opened down.
Right. Okay.
And I believe I wasn't. I don't know, but I know that the figure skating has existed at the school from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And I think that there was a board member who had a daughter or a son that did figure skating. Yeah. And there were no other opportunities, and that's what charter schools do, is make things available that's not available in the
and
traditional
there's only
school.
One other high school in the States that teaches figure skating.
Yes,
and that's
part of
in
a
California.
Amazing.
What vision? Well, it's obvious the vision is still there with this new digital laboratory as well.
You just want to go study in the digital
I
laboratory.
I do. You know, I felt cheated as a young man, not having a charter high school for the arts. I had to just go to regular old school. And then when I grew up a little bit, I went and studied theater with theater companies. So I didn't get an opportunity other than when I was in New York to work out
the
of the Academy of Dramatic Arts and the Actors Studio. But boy, if I would have had this in my age, I would have been so excited.
Well, I hear that so often from people who say, oh, I wish the school had been around. But we'll need to have you come over, George, and talk to the students.
Yes, I think so. And I think you should have adult classes, too. You know?
We're thinking about that.
And so the gallery, that's interesting. I hadn't realized that the gallery and such are designed so that even not during the school year, this can be participating in the community. And I'm not sure I should know. I've been in the facility. Has there been a gallery in the facility you're in? Now,
not really. It's been a sort of internal hallway.
All right, that's what I thought.
That. And we do use gallery space in Bethlehem
exactly.
Several exhibits a year, but this will give us our own space.
Right. Oh, it's incredibly exciting. You can continue to interact with the community, but then the community can come in and interact.
And
it's just,
and it synergy. Is designed. We really are hoping that the community uses our facility as well. We're making that available.
Yes, I think we all need to celebrate here in Bethlehem and in the state of Pennsylvania for the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts, because you're doing fabulous work. And boy, it's obvious recently of all the talent that is really coming out of the Lehigh Valley. And it's because of schools like yours that is making this happen. So you're a joy to be in the Valley. We celebrate you.
And if I might add, at a time when arts are being cut from education, more valuable than ever.
Yes.
We have been talking with Diana LaBelle, Executive Director of Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts, and with Peter Renmelick, the Director of Production at Charter Arts. And we're glad you had joined us. We have special thanks, too, to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, who is always there for us, manning the soundboard, evaluating the treble quality, and being a beloved teacher of our own in this land of live radio. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
Welcome.
Thank you both for being here very much.
Thank you for having us.
It was
a joy. Thank you.